this kid has learned a lot about subatomic particles and spaces, and is laughing at you. You look 19th century fellow. What is a spaceless? What is the space of Rumi? What is Rumi? Where is he?
Culture.
Ah, he's a spaceless. He doesn't belong to a space, because he is in another kind of space. Like the cyberspace, we have the cultural space. And he is in that which doesn't need any space. Because why? Why it doesn't need any space? Because it's timeless. It doesn't die. Does it? The wisdom doesn't die. The wisdom is there forever. So it's timeless and spaceless. Means doesn't need, not that his space is small, is the largest, is everywhere. That's how it's spaceless. Yes?
To the spiritually dead, this world appears splendid. Its external is large, but in reality it is narrow. If it were not narrow, for what reason is this lamentation? Why has everyone become doubled the more he lived in it?
Not doubled. That word which is translated doubled is not double. It is bended like that. Dutah in Persian language means double, twice, and means something bended like that, because this is top or that. Means a bended. It says, if this is not a small boy, you bend when you get old. Because this is too big. Yes?
When during the time of sleep, the spirit is free, behold how it rejoices in that place to which it goes.
Okay. Means what? Translation.
Well, when you're sleeping, you're sort of free from your body.
Well, he's talking about you and say, where are you when you're sleeping? Where were you last night? Your body was in your bed. But you were somewhere else, which is nowhere. That's a spaceless. Did you get it? My death is when I leave this and I go to spaceless. And I enjoy it. And I forget about all the problems here. Even my biology will be repaired. Then I wake up. Right? When I die, I go there and I don't come back to this. This will die, not me. Because I'm not forced to be with this. Every single night I live this. Where am I? That's another example of weightlessness. Place that is timeless even. Have you seen in the night? I change the time, I go back. I go to my childhood and I come back. That's another example, yes?
The wicked man is delivered from the wickedness of his nature. The prisoner escapes from thoughts of confinement. This very wide earth and heaven becomes exceedingly narrow at the time of lying down to sleep. It is an eye bandage, wide in appearance, and in reality mighty narrow. Its laughter is weeping, its glory is entirely shame.
When you understand that bigger space, when you understand my bigger portion, which is my meaning, you see that the rest is nonsense. This is why when you see that, this universe looks upside down to you. Because you realize, first of all, this universe that looks endless is so small and so limited, because it's limited in a very single, stupid law of existence, which is tick tick of the time and trick trick of the space. But we discovered something else. First of all, look at this space. How big is the Earth? You tell me. Because you are old 19th century culture and the Earth is too big for you. Today, the Earth is in my pocket. I could take it out. I have a little machine which connects me to everywhere. Right? So is it big or small? Haha. This is the difference. We realize step by step that this universe, which was too big, it's physically big, and only physically. In this big physical existence, what are we looking for? If we were animals, we're looking for grass, for vegetables. And our animals now, they're looking for minerals. But what are we really looking out for? Intelligence. Because we realize that the intelligence is the only valuable stuff in this universe. Knowledge. And not only scientific knowledge, because scientific knowledge is always limited. Realize that we are given special power to connect to the source of information. It was an enormous claim. And if I'd done that in the 19th century, I would have been killed. But today I could prove it. Can I or not? You see the difference we are living now? We know what the knowledge is. We know what the wisdom is all about. We know the connection. We know even the silliness of this brain. We know it. We haven't conquered it literally yet. But we're going to, because our future will not be different. The wisdom is growing up, and with itself is bringing other dimensions, other kind of thinking, and at the end, other kind of people. That's what it is all about. Rumi here tried to explain it that, listen, look around you. Let's talk about the death. Okay, first of all, when you're alive, you are like Adam. You are imprisoned in this period of life that you are. But when you die, what will happen? Suddenly, your physical existence is finished, but your meaning is here around. And could be working. This didn't prove it, right? I claim that we are given the special power. Did I ever talk about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? And do you know how he get it? The only way is to believe himself, because he did it. And he said, I don't know. It just comes. That's why art helped me a lot in this understanding, really, the meaning of beauty. What is that? What is beautiful? Show me an animal who, looking at the statue of David, will say, wow. Don't look at it as a piece of stone. Yeah. And you think, oh no, if you turn off the light and the light, no, they don't look with the light in our visual light screen, they look in another way and they know that that's a piece of stone. And the shape is not important. But why? Because no animal will understand that moment when I look at it, oh, my aunt will look at it. What will she see? Exactly the same stuff that a monkey will see. A statue, a very nasty, bad one because it is naked. And it's not Islamic. That's what my aunt will see. What do I see when I love it? I don't see a piece of stone. I see some artist doing his best to show me a very special, bizarre moment in life. This is the moment that a fellow has to make a decision to go and fight an enormous giant. Logically, he's the loser and he shouldn't go. But his heart is telling him to go. And he is between these two special balance of his heart and his mind. That moment is there. I feel the moment that you're like that. You don't know to bend towards right or left or what. That locked moment is there. I understand it. Why? Why? Because I'm genius? No, it was explained to me exactly. This is what we do. We explain. Rumi is doing the same. Is explaining to me the essence of happiness. That real joy. And we understand it. This is the difference. This is why good or bad was created with us, came with that breath. Happen got present in the universe because we could understand it. That is another side of looking at death. Yes?
Comparison of this world, which is wide in appearance and narrow in reality, to a bathroom, and comparison of the next world to sleep, which is the means of release from this narrowness.
Translation. You remember last two verses? Last two verses, he was talking about it, that, listen, this universe is small. Existence is small. Beyond it, non-existence is big. And Rumi knows that was not enough. He don't get it. He wants to explain it again. Yes.
This world is like a bathroom which is very hot. You are distressed and your soul is melted. Although the bathroom is broad and long, your soul is distressed and fatigued by the heat. Your heart does not expand till you come out. What advantage then is the spaciousness of the room to you? Or it is as though you put on tight shoes, O misguided one, and go into a wide desert. The spaciousness of the desert becomes narrow, and that desert and plain becomes a prison to you.
So, when I'm talking about big and small, you thought, oh my goodness, how could you call this universe small? Especially now that we know it's endless, the galaxies, billions and all that. That's not what I meant. Listen to me. When you are claustrophobic, the space is not that small, but it's